Thank you for listening to a dog training podcast that is like no other. We talk real, we share information based on 25 years of training dogs and working with their owners. Sit back and enjoy our podcast that will create more questions than you started with. If you find yourself wanting more, please join us in our dog community at dogtraining360.com and ask all of your questions. We hope to see you there. Hi y'all, this is Joe Dickinson, dog trainer of 25 years, dog behavior specialist, cowgirl, horse trainer, animal and people lover, book author, entrepreneur, and business owner. I am talking to you from, well, anywhere in the world, actually. I do travel a lot. But my home base is my family ranch in Ogden, Utah, where I live with my humans, our 5 dogs, 7 horses, 3 cats, and many sheep and chickens. My passion is helping people build the human-animal bond through connection and training. I love teaching people how to train their own dogs, and my specialty is knowing that there is not just one way to do this. Dogs and people are all individuals. My goal is to help you find methods and tools that work for you, your dogs, and your current life situation. I'm a published author of the book, available on Amazon, Training Through the Eyes of Your Dog. I am excited for you to join me in Dog Training 360, where I will share my successful tips and training methods gained by working with thousands of dogs and their families for over 2 decades. I can't wait to go on this journey together with you and your dog.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Rebecca Dixon, pediatrician, dog trainer, horseback rider, and animal lover, talking to you from Costa Rica, where I live with my family, including Oxford the Border Terrier and Mocha the German Shepherd. In my United States-based pediatric medical career, I spent 23 years working to improve the lives of children and their families, first through public health research and then as a pediatrician. I spent 8 years as an ICU doctor taking care of children and their families during the most challenging times of their lives, and then 3 years as a community-based general pediatrician. I am a pediatric researcher and published author in the areas of teenage parenting, adolescent health, and pediatric traumatic injury. In the summer of 2021, my wife and I officially embarked on a new adventure by retiring from medicine and moving from the United States to Costa Rica with my 80-year-old mother. Today, I am thriving by immersing myself in a brand new culture and language, learning new sports like surfing, growing vegetables in our yard, and playing with our dogs on the beaches and tropical jungles that surround our new home. For the past 12 years, I've been a boots-on-the-ground regular dog owner, just trying to work full-time and learn how to raise and train my own dogs, including a leash-reactive rescue dog and 2 puppies. Through my life in medicine and my life as a dog owner, I know, based on research and personal experience, that dogs contribute positively to human health. I am super excited to join Dog Training 360 so that I can share my tips, tricks, and learnings with you so that you can improve the relationship that you have with your own dogs.
Hey everybody, Dog Talk, here we are, Joe and Rebecca, and today we are going to be talking about dog introductions, and this is a topic that comes up quite a bit. People are very interested in this concept of, quote, socializing their dogs, and also wary about it. I get that sense in talking to my friends and clients and other people that we talk to about dogs, that there's this this sort of unknown thing that, like, we're supposed to be social, the dogs are supposed to be social, but we have to somehow introduce them in a very special way. And so what is that? So why don't you take it from here, Joe, and give us your thoughts on that whole concept?
I feel like we should know our dogs before we go introducing them to others. How social is my dog? What personalities does my dog get along with better than others? Maybe some dogs don't like puppies. And some older dogs just really could care less if they met another dog in their lifetime. And so I think you have to know and understand your dog, first of all. And second of all, if you are strangers and you come across each other at the park and you want to introduce your dogs for some strange reason, to just say hello for a moment, don't do it. It's not worth it. You shouldn't do it. You're not going to hang out together. Somebody that you'll probably never see again. Don't do it.
But if Rebecca, I, you know, want to bring Caroline over to your house, and Caroline is a 4-year-old Spinoni who is squishy and lovey and does not take no necessarily for an answer, or she'll kind of take the beating and then move on. And we want her to meet your German Shepherd and Oxford, the Border Terrier. What would be your overall feel of that? Like, what would be your answer to me?
Well, I think that the first thing is to have a human discussion. So, Joe, tell me about your dog. Is your dog social? Has your dog ever been aggressive with another dog? Mm-hmm. And if you don't get red flags from that conversation, yes, my dog is social, my dog has met other dogs, my dog lives with other dogs, then the next step is to kind of leave it to the dogs as much as you can. I've done two different things, both of which have worked well. One is just walk with the dogs. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we could say, okay, well, let's meet in front of my house and let's go for a walk first.
Yeah.
And so, Joe, you get out of your car at my house. I have my dogs sort of already on the block, and we just agree, like, let's head west.
Yes.
And then we just start walking and we start talking and the dogs merge, you know, and it's every time I've done that, it's been completely uneventful. And then we get home and the dogs are just, you know, it's like they've been friends forever.
Yep.
They just sort of settle into whatever the energy is.
Yeah.
So that, I think that's my favorite way of doing things.
Yeah.
And then another way with a dog that you know to be friendly, and a good social dog is just let them out in the backyard and let them do their thing and introduce themselves the way dogs introduce themselves. Yeah. You don't need to get involved in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always, everybody always gets worried, and I'm like, just throw them in the backyard. What if something happens? You know, in 25 years of training and doing board and trains, and I've had some pretty intense dogs here that are not necessarily, like, they can be off leash, but they're not great at social skills. I can just send them out, and we may have an argument, but there's no latching on and biting and fighting. And I mean, it just hasn't happened. The only time I've ever had like a true dog fight was two of my females got into it, my dogs, you know, and it was very short lived, and somebody pissed somebody off. So, but I've never had it with clients' dogs. I've never, like, even the grumpiest ones of grumpy, like, they just don't, they read each other. Everybody takes cues, and the puppies learn to stay away from the old ones. And we allow grumbling, and we allow some arguments, and we allow corrections, and we're just watching, you know, through the window, but we're not out managing and supervising that introduction. It's just, you know, typically I like to have my dogs out first, so they're not alarmed that there's a strange dog standing out in their yard. And so my dogs will be out first, and then I just send the friend's dogs or the client's dogs out. And it really is quite magical.
I mean, if you think about it, dogs like, as you always say, neutrality, and they like getting along.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a rare dog that's like wants to be in a fight or a scuffle or an argument.
Right.
Like, they just want to kind of either do their own thing or play or kind of run around.
Yeah.
And so if we think about it from that perspective, that their goal is not to argue with each other, their goal is to just be fine
neutrality,
I think it helps in realizing that, oh, they're probably gonna just be fine,
because
that's what they want too, just like we don't want to walk into a coffee shop and start screaming at people. We just want to do our own thing or sit and chat.
It's can be nerve-wracking, you know, if I said to you, Rebecca, well, Caroline, for some reason, you know, gets really grumbly with German Shepherds. And And so you just kind of need to keep an eye on her when you're, you know, watching her, since we're going to be swapping pet sitting, since we've got some, both of us have some different travels ahead, and we've agreed to do that since we got dogs, that we would watch each other's dogs. So she's just been, you know, very specific to German Shepherd. She's been a bit grumbly in watching her, through that. What would be the feel? Like, where would your mind go with that?
I would want more information first. Exactly. Mm-hmm. What were the scenarios? What were the scuffles like? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my goal is to protect my dogs, my own dogs.
Right.
And so, even though we've made this agreement that we're going to swap things, if it doesn't feel right to me, then I have the obligation to my dogs to say no.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if for some reason we can't say no, you're my sister and this is just what we're doing.
Yeah.
I think there is an option to just keep the dogs separate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't need to interact.
Yeah.
If I'm worried.
Yeah.
So Caroline goes out for 30 minutes and then comes in, and then Mocha goes out, and they're just not really alone and unsupervised, I think is an option.
Yeah. And a lot of times too, you know, romping around outside is different than going for a walk. You know, we can all go for a walk together and see how they are. And if that's the case, then, you know, when I have your dogs or you have mine, that our activity is walking. I'm not going to just let them romp around in the backyard.
Right. Yeah. Perfect. You know, like my favorite way of introducing is going for a walk. It's the same concept that dogs tend to do well if they're moving and they've got a job to do and going for a walk.
And if you're just nervous, if you're just all around nervous, then, you know, just you, there was no red flags. You're just not used to having, you know, multiple dogs in the house, and you're not quite sure how to manage it. You know, there's nothing wrong with kicking into, you know, sometimes some are in the crate, some are not. Everybody's back tied in the living room while we're sitting there, you know, and enjoying an evening drink, and there, nobody's interacting. You're not allowing this, like, any bullying or any, you know, anybody getting in anybody's space, but we can all hang out together, but everybody's back tied. And so we've got some courses on that, on back tying and what that is and how do you use it, but using the training techniques that you have to help a dog that, you know, she's not dog aggressive, and the worst that she's going to do is pin her down and growl at her, but she's got a very fierce growl, and it's kind of scary when it all of a sudden comes out, and for some reason German Shepherds tend to get the brunt of it. That, you know, Caroline knows how to go to her bed, and you put her on her bed and she'll stay on her bed. And so, and then Mocha knows her downstay or load up. And so you're using, you know, the training techniques that each dog knows. And so I think it's important to, you know, use those tools to help soothe your mind that, oh, well, now they're kind of laying together and everything's going to be okay. And I'm just not going to allow the romping. Or if Caroline pins Mocha down, I know that if I holler at her, she's going to stop and nothing's going to happen around it. So you use your training tools to make yourself comfortable in how you communicate with the dog, and Caroline becoming responsive to you, that I feel comfortable enough that I could communicate with her when she gets out there and gets bullying with Mocha.
Yeah.
You know, so use those tools that you have and that you've trained your dog, so to help you not be so nervous with it as well.
Yeah.
So, I think it's important to not get over, don't overthink introducing. I love the concept of walking. Just go for a little walk. I mean, it could be down to the corner and back. It doesn't take much for the dogs to pair up and connect and go, hey, let's go play in the backyard. They're kind of like kids like that. If we don't get involved, kids will typically find friends pretty easy. They want to be social. And so if we can give that to our dogs, it's kind of the same. And so if you've got somebody that you're wanting to, you know, sit out and have drinks with and introduce your dogs, start with a walk. if you are friends, you know, and you're house sitting for or pet sitting for each other, you know, go for a walk. Spend a little bit of time preparing before you leave, that you're not just all of a sudden dropping the strange dog off to your friend that she's, you know, never met. And I would hope that's not the case, but it could be.
Yeah,
and,
it could be.
And, you know, you kind of want to be safe about it and not be nervous about it. So going for a walk is one of my favorite ways. And we introduced Mr. Austin, leash reactive fellow, to his companion, you know, and we went for a walk.
Yep.
And that's all it took for him.
Yeah.
So, yes. You know, even the leash reactive dogs and the grumpy bumpkins can learn to have a friend to go walking with.
Yep.
So I think it's a great tool, and it's not meet nose to nose. It's just you come out of your house and we start walking and we start talking and we have the same expectations on our dogs as we would if we were walking by ourselves. And you'll be surprised at how well they connect and enjoy each other's company, just like you do with your friends. So don't make it a big deal, but going for a walk is the best way to calm everybody's nerves and introduce dogs. Thank you for being a part of our dog training podcast. Our goal is to help you train through the eyes of your dog. We want you to go on amazing adventures and accomplish all your dog training goals. For more dog training adventure, read our blog and join our dog training community at dogtraining360.com. You can find us on Instagram at dog_training_360 and all other social media channels from TikTok to LinkedIn under dogtraining360. We would love it if you shared your dog training journey with us. Now let's get into training.